Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I survived Hurricane Dorian. Did you miss me? Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, Monday, you really, really can't trust that day. Alohas to you. Back sooner than anticipated, not here because it was expected I'd be back here in the air chair on Monday, but back in the upstate sooner than anticipated, thanks to Governor Henry McTaxter. I got to protect the cheerins. And make sure we close the schools. S-K-O-O-Z, the schools. look, you know, I get it. If you're going to make a mistake, you're going to make it on the side of caution. But when you're down at the beach and you happen to be in the zone where it's a mandatory evacuation, every business under the sun shuts down immediately. So what's the point of being there? You know, you just hop on the bus and head for home. We bailed out on Tuesday. And fortunately, Dorian managed to just kind of skim the South Carolina coast, which was nice. But in any event, it's great to be back. Great to be back in the air show. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Oh, and without further ado, Let me thank Jimbo Hannon for filling in for me. I have commented in the past, you find yourself in a pretty envious position where when you take some time off, the fellow who fills in for you is a is a member of the Radio Hall of Fame. That's a pretty good spot to be in. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line is what you use to reach me. Just grab the phone, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. There's no point in my giving you my email address today because we are having some technical difficulties, and the email is crashed and not working and may not be back for some time. So we'll update you as that situation corrects itself. Great to have you along. In on the text line, by the way. Bobby, same thing happened to me. I got kicked out of Myrtle Beach on Saturday, went to North Carolina Ocean Isle, and it was 10 times better than Myrtle Beach. We don't actually go to Myrtle anyway because it just, how should I delicately phrase this diplomatically, put it, there's a little too much neon for me, you know. We try and get someplace a bit more relaxing. Now, this is the second time in 3 years that the Labor Day week has turned out to be not a good week to go to the beach. Because you remember Matthew, which really did do extensive damage with all the flooding. Well, that was a nightmare. We had runoff during Matthew as well. Bobby, been there, done that. Myrtle Beach during Hurricane Fran. Mandatory evacuations. Actually, the texter said mandatory evaluations, but I know what you mean. WORD 1063. I knew it wouldn't be long, Moneypenny, to get one of these, right? Who is this Bob McLean character, and what have you done to Jimbo Hannon? LOL. Welcome back, Bobby. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, they said if you had not hit so many worm shots, Dorian would have been giving you 20 more yards on your golf swing. Thank you, from Gerald and Cowpens. Yeah. Yeah, on the downwind holes, you know, I would have been hitting a sandwich. Wait a minute, Bobby, you mean Jimbo subs for you and not the other way around? By the way, you also will notice on the show today a lack, pretty much, sound effects, because that also is one of the things that's affected by the computer glitching that's going on. So I don't know. You know, we'll just make them up as we go along. Oh, Bob, sorry, stupid autocorrect. I know, I hate that when autocorrect says, oh, you mean evaluations. No, I mean evacuations, computer. It's been my day for computers anyway. I got home about 10:30. I snuck out and played a quick nine holes this morning. It was really nice, very comfortable, before it got to 91 at noon. Ouch. Anyway, I get home, and my printer, because I do a bunch of show prep from the house before I ever head for the radio station, and my computer's decided that it's not talking to my printer. I'm sorry, Bob. The printer is offline. No, like 2001. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't open the pod bay doors because you and your partner, who I've already bumped off, were trying to kill me. So, you know, I do everything that I can do, and I'll be the first to admit my IT skills are somewhat limited, you know, to like turning on a lamp. This is about as far as it goes with me. But I do know that, you know, if you hard boot everything, that usually it brings it back. You know, you go back to your default settings and you're good to go. Nope. Nope. I'm sorry, Bob. The printer is offline. So I get HP online, and I got a real nice lady, probably, I'm guessing, in Delhi. And she's trying to figure out how to help it, and she actually did. She fixed it. But it took an hour, you know, that I'm never going to get back. And so, you know, printer's now fine and working, but frustrating. In fact, In amazing true facts today, coming up in a little bit, I have a story that exemplifies how we are so spoiled by computers, you know, and now we have zero patience. You know, a page fails to load in 15 seconds. Come on, what's the matter here? Get with the program. So and I also will be the first to admit, and my baby doll, Brenda, if you have any doubt, my baby doll, Brenda, will reassure you on this. Patience is not little Bobby's long suit. Okay? Yeah, I know you're stunned to hear this. Bobby, is the computer glitching? The reason, wait a second, it just skipped on me here. Let me take off the auto stream. Bobby, is the computer glitching the reason why the radio keeps dropping off the internet? It could be. It could be, yeah. Bobby Mack, it is now Murder Beach. Ouch. Bobby, do you have the I Stand With Bobby Mack and I Stand With Tara mugs at the station, or are they order only? I need one for an 18th birthday gift. Great idea. No, we have them here at the station. We have them right here at the fabulous Intercom Information and Entertainment Complex, 25 Garlington Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. So, you know, come on by, 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. Miss Alyssa is down there. Miss Alyssa will probably be down front, and she'll be happy to help you with that. Just come on in and tell them that you want to get. Bobby, it's all Bill Gates' fault. Yep. Bobby, I went away four times this summer, Palm Beach Shores, St. Augustine, Charleston, and Ocean Lakes. All four were brushed by the hurricane. Wow. Talk about touching. Touch them all. Touch them all. Bobby, at least my printer and my computer are connected by a wire. They have to talk to each other. However, my printer can decide it's going to be jammed and not show me where the paper is jamming it. Yeah, they love to do that. It's a mystery, you know. I'm loving your channeling of the 2001 computer, Hal, from Katie Danner. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate that. Take a quick break here. When we come right back on the other side, did you happen to see, I caught a little bit of it, the marathon CNN town hall on climate change with all the loony lefties on there, and Joe Biden has a blood vessel in his eye burst. So he's got, you know, one normal eye and one red eye. Not even pink. I mean, blood red. So having experienced that, wouldn't you think he would have stayed away from using an expression that he just used over the weekend? Not creepy Uncle Joe. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Just moving the clock down where I can see it. 3:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along the Monday edition. So they had this big CNN climate change town hall where essentially it dragged on forever. It was like 7 hours. And they gave all the Democrat contenders and pretenders an opportunity to all get on there and talk about their policies and their plans to save the planet and wreck America's economy. And Biden, I don't know what happened, but he apparently had a blood vessel burst in his eye, and he wasn't about to, you know, pass on the free FaceTime on CNN, which is where what few Democrats are out there congregate, I guess, when they're watching cable news. Anyway, he's on there, and he really, really looked grim. I mean, it was ugly looking. So now the Democrat front runner, this is the best they've got, is creepy Uncle Joe. The Democrat front runner told a concerned activist in New Hampshire on Friday that he guarantees we are going to end fossil fuel. Nobody in the lamestream media, of course, ever asked any of these people, well, okay, fine, how are you going to do that? When are you going to end fossil fuels, Joe? Is this going to be right after you cure cancer, which he also promised to do as president? Biden took questions from a group in Newcastle, New Hampshire on Friday. One woman associated with the environmental group 350 New Hampshire Action, Rebecca Bellew, asked Biden how voters can trust him. There's an open-ended question. The plagiarist trophy, lifetime plagiarist trophy, has been retired by Joe Biden. How voters can trust him if he continues to associate himself with fossil fuel executives? How can we trust that you're going to act on climate, on the climate crisis, if you're still attending fundraisers that fossil fuel executives are attending? She asked, according to the Daily Mail, the Brit paper. Video shows Biden walking over to the woman, taking her hand. There you go. He's a touchy-feely kind of guy, you know. Doesn't say if he sniffed her hair. Taking her hand and making a solemn promise to end fossil fuel before 2050, God willing. Well, why would God be willing to end fossil fuel? Since it has created the most dynamic capitalist country on the face of the earth. Kiddo, I want you to just take a look. I want you to look into my eyes, Biden began. I guarantee you, we are going to end fossil fuel, and I'm not going to cooperate with them, I guess meaning fossil fuel executives, before 2050, God willing, Biden continued. Why, after just having displayed a gruesome-looking, bloody eyeball on CNN, would you possibly say to somebody on your next campaign stop, I want you to look into my eyes? No, thank you, Joe. It's grim. Oh, wait a second, though. Creepy Uncle Joe then continued, adding the 2030 is not a realistic. Look, none of these are realistic goals. All of them would cost hundreds of trillions of dollars and would wreck the American economy. Remember that story that I shared with you about that little town in Texas before I went on vacation about 10 days ago? They decided they were going to go completely fossil fuel free. Okay? So they put in tons of all kinds of, you know, eco-freak solutions. Guess what? Didn't generate enough electricity for this one little town in Texas. So they ended up having to buy energy from other sources. And now their economy is several million dollars in the hole. I mean, what do you do? Even in Texas, the wind doesn't blow all the time for the turbines. You don't get a full day of sunshine every day for your rooftops. And that's exactly what happened. So you got people freezing at night because there was no energy stored up during the day. It's lunacy. Biden saying, no, it can't be done by 2030. No, not one single person is arguing it can be done by that. Maybe AOC. You might have left her out of this equation. But it can be done by 2050, maybe 2045. As the science increases, we may be able to move more quickly, but we can fundamentally change things in the next 10 years, though, so that we set a path. I promise you. Okay? Ms. Bellew, who is 24, said she wasn't expecting that kind of response from Biden and described it as patronizing. Just a little bit patronizing, because I want to be an adult at the table when it comes to conversations about climate. Well, then read a book. And I mean one not put out by the United Nations IPCC. Read what NOAA is now saying about climate change. Temperatures haven't gone up in a decade. And what we're going to do about it, she continued, and I don't want to be like someone who's sitting on the sidelines waiting for other people to act. I'd also like actively doing something to try to combat this climate crisis as it stands. Well, how about telling people like Biden and all the Hollywood loonies to stop flying their hugely energy-consuming private jets all over the place? And maybe tone down the yachts while you're at it. I mean, nobody has a carbon footprint like Al Gore. I'm also actively doing something to try to combat this climate crisis as it stands. Being called a kid is a little patronizing when I'm trying to do so much work. She also said she was unsatisfied with Biden's refusal to bend his 2050 goal. But I hope that he takes the climate crisis as seriously as he tried to make it seem, and that if he's going to keep moving forward with his plans, he needs to reevaluate, because 2050 is too late. This is the most massive scam in the history of the planet. And what it's all about, of course, is wealth redistribution, but they're not going to tell you that, which is why they phony up the climate change numbers. Even NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has now been forced to admit, when they are using the temperature numbers from places that don't have the thermometer located right next to the exhaust duct for the air conditioner, of course it's 150. Even NOAA now says, no temperature change for last decade. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. We got the whole team back together again, Bob and the Bobettes, right back on the other side here in hour number one on Monday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back in the day, the old top 40 disc jockey days, the program director was prone to say things like, okay, get in there and keep it bright and tight. Meaning, you know, we should all be up all the time and that the board work, you know, everything should be one thing or right on top of the other. Unfortunately, right now with some of the computer problems, we can still be bright, but we can't be as tight as we used to be from time to time because we get surprises in here. Welcome. Great to have you back. Second half of hour number one, the Bobby Mack Show here on Monday. So you heard Annie mention over the weekend, the delusional Mark Sanford announced that he is going to run for the Republican nomination for president. Almost coincidentally with that, the South Carolina GOP announced, you know what, we're not going to have a primary in 2020. There's really no need. We've got an incumbent president. So, you know, let's save that money and use it for other more worthwhile purposes than running a primary that essentially means nothing. Meantime, President Trump didn't waste any time going after the Appalachian Trail hiker after the former South Carolina governor became the third Republican to challenge him in the party's presidential primary race. A day after Sanford announced his campaign on Fox News Sunday, boy, there is non-news, Trump brought up the 2009 scandal where Sanford, as governor, disappeared for days, only to later admit that he had been in Argentina having an extramarital affair. The president tweeting, when the former governor of the great state of South Carolina, Mark Sanford, was reported missing, only to then say he was away hiking on the Appalachian Trail, then was found in Argentina with his flamenco dancer friend, it sounded like his political career was over. It was. The president then sent another follow-up tweet. But then he ran for Congress and won, only to lose his reelect after I tweeted my endorsement on Election Day for his opponent. But now, take heart, he's back. He's back and running for President of the United States. The Three Stooges, all badly failed candidates, will give it a go. Trump, of course, as we know all too well, referring to when Sanford's whereabouts were unknown for almost a week in 2009, as a spokesperson falsely claimed he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. It was later discovered he was in Argentina with Maria Belen Shapur. The affair led Sanford and his wife Jenny to get divorced in 2012. He and Shapur were engaged, but they broke it off in 2014. Sanford blamed the breakup on pressures from the divorce proceedings and obligations to his children. Despite the scandal, Sanford went on to win a seat in Congress after a special election in 2013. He then lost a close primary battle in 2018 when Trump tweeted support of Sanford's opponent, state legislator Katie Arrington, the day of the primary vote. Trump also mocked Sanford at a 2018 rally when he referred to Ms. Shapur as a flamingo dancer. Shapur fired back at Trump at the time. While flamenco is a Spanish dance, she pointed out that she is from Argentina, where they dance the tango. Trump's tweet calling her a flaming dancer appears to be a variation on flamingo. Trump finished his Twitter slam by addressing Sanford's newly announced presidential bid. Those three stooges he was referring to, by the way, include Sanford, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Last I knew, Joe Walsh was playing guitar with the James Gang, but I guess this is a different guy. And former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who, would it be body shaming, Moneypenny, to say that Bill Weld looks like he drinks about a fifth of bourbon every day? Well, whether it is or not, he's got that flushed look of a, well, you know. 3:42 here on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go. Eddie is along as our leadoff batter here on Monday on my return. Hi, Eddie, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I just wanted to make a comment. We've been trying as Republicans to get them to close the primaries where Democrats couldn't be able to vote.
Right.
Maybe since the Republicans aren't having a primary this year, all Republicans could go out, vote in the Democratic one, and write in Mark Sanford's name.
Or just pick the looniest of the loons that are in the Democrat presidential primary field. And, you know, maybe the Yang guy that was just being surfed by his constituents, by his followers over the weekend. I don't know if you saw a picture of that. That's very presidential looking.
Yeah, I did.
But well, you're right. I mean, we have been trying to get the SCGOP to close our primary so that only Republicans would vote in it. We have finally succeeded, but not in the way we planned, huh?
That's right.
But, yeah, I think that's a valid suggestion. I mean, look, with the GOP continuing to have an open primary and Democrats knowing there is little to zero chance of Democrats winning in their primaries, they go ahead and they come over and vote in the GOP primary and try and throw a monkey wrench into the works. No reason we shouldn't return the favor, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I think it makes perfect sense. Thanks, Eddie. And I'm going to be perusing the list of Democrat presidential perspectives there to see which one is the looniest so that I can make a point to make sure that I cast a ballot for them when the primary rolls around. And as I said, no South Carolina GOP presidential preference primary in 2020. Why not? You know? I mean, it's belaboring the obvious that Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. 3:45, it's a quarter before four, much to the dismay, I'm sure, of Vince Coakley. A texter said, Bobby, Vince was very excited about Mark Sanford throwing his hat in the ring. He insists if we mention Sanford's hiking and voted for Trump, then we're hypocrites because of Trump's past indiscretions. Well, I'm not voting for Donald Trump to be the pastor at my church. I'm voting for him to be president of the United States. And if you want to talk about past indiscretions, virtually every president for the last 50 years has had their share. So he's hardly alone in that. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, grab your mic, Moneypenny, because I'm going to ask you, what is this bumper music that's playing right now? Because I've heard it before, and I don't know who that is.
It's the Talking Heads, Wild Wild Life.
What's it called?
Wild Wild Life.
Wild Wild Life. I think that was used in the soundtrack of Major League, the movie. It sounded familiar from there. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:50 now, 10 before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. I am in arrears here. Let me quickly do what I can to catch up. Bobby, Joe Walsh and the James Gang would be the coolest presidential team ever. They could play great music every night from George in Malden. They did, yeah. Funk 49, Walk Away. Bunch of good hits from the James Gang. Bobby, when does the $1,000 bankroll contest start again? Probably, I was going to say relatively quickly, but I don't want to speak too quickly because of the computer problems that we've been having. So hopefully that won't affect the start date, but it'll be back very shortly, I'm sure. Bobby, thousands listen to your show every day. Yeah, fortunate for me, and thank you for making it the most listened to afternoon talk show in the upstate. So tell us which Democrat to vote for in the primary, and we will do it. Let's get organized. I love it. That's a great idea. Bobby, I'm going to vote for Tulsi. That would be Tulsi Gabbard, the congresswoman from, where's she from? Hawaii, I think, in the Democrat primary. Interesting. I was surprised when I was at the beach on the way down there and actually in Myrtle itself. I think I saw three billboards for Tulsi Gabbard in Myrtle Beach. And I thought, well, that's weird. Bob, when is the Democrat primary? I'll vote. I'm a deplorable. Why not? Dead people vote all the time. Yeah, and they only vote for one party, too. From Tina, RN. Thank you, Tina. Bobby, was Weld not the VP on the 2016 Libertarian ticket? I think he may have been. The name rings a bell. Bobby, isn't Joe Walsh that ordinary average guy over there playing Rocky Mountain Way? Yeah, that's him. Bobby, so what is going to be Mark Scumford's message? MAGA, make Argentina great again. Make the Appalachian Trail great again. Go away, scumbag Sanford. Gotcha. Now, Bobby, if Mark Sanford wins the presidency, who would be the first lady, his ex or his current squeeze? Well, neither one, apparently, is affiliated with the Sanford brand anymore. Bobby, how many electoral votes do you think Trump can acquire in 2020? I would hope the same number as last time around. Bobby, first it's global warming, then it's climate change. Did they change it now to climate crisis? Someone like, yeah, all these climate things when they're questioning the candidates. Mr. Biden, can you tell me what you think about? Someone like needs to tell that millennial Mensa candidate, like, the only crisis is the number of people drinking the green Kool-Aid. Like, Bobby, what good is Biden's latest suggestion going to do? AOC has also already warned us, the world is going to end in 12 years. If so, why would Biden be trying to accomplish something by 2050? Just curious. Inquiring minds want to know. I hear you. Bobby, what do you think about the new burgers at Burger King and the chicken at KFC made from plants? Plants are now going to be screaming in terror. Yes. Murderers. My baby doll, Brenda, had one of the Whoppers at Burger King, said it was very good. Me, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. Now, Bobby Biden could be given credit for curing cancer if he could force the issue. I've had several extremely respected cancer doctors tell me the cure was found years ago, but will likely never be released. The effect on our economy would bring the country to its knees, sort of like Ben Hogan buying Score 4161 wedges by the competition. You can't touch them, shut them down. There you go. Bobby, AOC's chief of staff admitted that the Green New Deal was about wealth distribution, redistribution, and not saving the planet. Bobby, it's amazing to me that progressives want to use 14th century technology, windmills, and technology which is even older than that, which is solar, that's from the beginning of time. So when you get right down to it, how progressive are they really? Good question. Bobby, second year in a row, we had to come home from the beach. This time we defied authority and stayed beyond the evacuation order. Man, we had the whole place to ourselves. Floated around in the pool. Nobody else there. It was great. Then they said they were shutting down the elevators the next day, and since we were on the 15th floor, packed up and headed our way back home. No traffic. Our plan worked. From Marcia. Yeah, we were planning on staying, too, at least for another day or so. Probably would have come back maybe Thursday. But all the golf courses that I was playing or scheduled to play were in the evacuation zone, and they closed them down. And no golf for little Bobby means bye-bye beach. That's a shame. Take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. See you right back on the other side with hour number two here on the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.